Heat plays a role in your show, Tempered Resolution, in two ways. Can you talk to us about the two aspects of heat?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, like the first and most obvious way, I guess, is that visually the reference point for all these works was tempering metal and using the blowtorch and playing with mild steel to sort of look at color results. And always found those sort of effects pretty fascinating and didn't totally understand how and why they happened. So it was a bit of research and play and learning about the different tools and methods, and then sort of just led me to thinking more, a little more deeply about what else that could mean. If I'm thinking about how heat affects nature, it's pretty hard to ignore, like what's going on at the moment with global warming and with, all the sort of political rhetoric around the urgency and what we need to do. I think the beautiful side of it is that it's creating like a sense of cohesion or unity on a global community level, where we know that then we need to work together. So I enjoy that community aspect of that theme, and I definitely am trying to look at it in a positive light. It can be a pretty heavy theme depending how you think about it, but it's just important to think about one way or another. And I suppose like my idea is to try and bring some lightness and some joy and some optimism into it.
What surprised you the most when you started heating up the metal?
I thought it would be a gradual changing of colors that I could have a little more control over from one temperature to the next. But really what happens is nothing for a long time, and then all the colors change super quickly. You would need to like film it in slow motion to try and capture it, which I looked at doing, but it still wasn't, my camera still wasn't doing a fast enough frame rate to capture that. When it all changes, it's sort of within a second or 2 seconds, it kind of goes through 12 different color variations or whatever, and it's quite fun to watch, but hard to control. So I was trying to get lots of different colors and big sections of different colors and sort of paint with the blowtorch. The initial idea was actually to do all of the works with a blowtorch instead of using paint. I was going to actually use like frame the metal sheets and just use the metal as a sort of painting of sort that was done with fire. But that didn't work for a number of reasons. When I researched that the colors weren't going to be stable or archival and were prone to oxidization, so keeping them vibrant was really problematic. Even with sealing it, I sort of went down that road and it felt really impractical. And I have to preference the lifespan of the work being kind of upheld. So then I went into, well, I'll just use digital tools to capture some of these results and then transcribe and abstract from those reference points. So the paintings came out of that process.
Yeah, right. Amazing. Your artist toolkit must be very vast in terms of like blowtorch to paintbrush to metal to canvas.